Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Colorado. Yeah, welcome to Colorado. Welcome to Call to Freedom. It's the 1st of March. Yes, it is. Oh, and we see spring around the corner. I am just amazed. I'm sure you are too. Usually January, February, well, January we did have some snow, but February is usually a pretty snowy month. I know that last year I used the snow service to do all my sidewalks and my driveway, and it was $222. So last February, wow, we paid quite a bit for snow removal. I think it snowed 3 times. And so this year, I'm just so surprised. It's wonderful. The mountains can get tons of snow. Just agree with me. They'll get tons of snow, provide the water that we need in the Front Range. And we can enjoy Florida-like weather. Well, at least California-like weather. Wow. Oh, my friend, as you march along the path that God's chosen just for you. Yes, you're marching along a path that God chose just for you. May He richly bless your life and bring joy in all you do. Reminds me of that beautiful verse of scripture from Ephesians 1:3. Praise be to the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, all praises to you, Father God, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. It has to come through the Spirit first, friend. Then it will manifest in the physical. Who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Oh, such a beautiful verse, Ephesians 1:3. Let's do our Monday Bible slogan. This is my Bible. It says what I want. Okay, let's start all over again. You can tell it's Monday. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I do what it tells me to do. This is my Bible. It has given me new life. It is the Word of God. And as, you know, I find myself skipping over words and words clogging my throat and all that kind of thing, don't be ashamed of how you speak or what you say, my friend. No, God, as you are going to trust in God, He is directing you, even though it sounds maybe childish or ignorant. God doesn't care. He just wants that message to be put out to your friends. God loves you. Do you know that God loves you and Jesus died for you? And then you can go into a wonderful time of blessing for them and for you. Praise the Lord. You are blessed to dispense, for in Him you live and move and have your being. And our memory verse this week, because of what is going on in the world, our memory verse is Psalm 27, verses 1 through 3. Oh, praise the Lord. The Lord is my light and my salvation. He's my light and my salvation. Say that with me. He's my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the defense of my life. Whom shall I dread? Nobody. Praise the Lord. And in the Passion Translation, Psalm 27, verses 1 through 4, and this is a poetic praise to God from the anointed King David. Hallelujah. Yahweh is my revelation. revelation light and the source of my salvation. I fear no one. I'll never turn back and run, for you, Yahweh, surround and protect me. When evil ones come to destroy me, they will be the ones who turn back. My heart will not fear, even if an army rises to attack. I will not be shaken, even if war is imminent. Here's the one thing I crave from Yahweh. Oh, God bless you, King David. Here's the one thing I crave from Yahweh, the one thing I seek above all else. I want to live with him every moment in his house. Oh, it's coming, friend. Beholding the marvelous beauty of Yahweh, filled with awe, delighting in his glory and grace. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for Psalm 27, verses 1 through 4, in the Passion. And if you've got a passion, it's so good to be able to read through that. Go to Psalm 27 and read the whole chapter. Oh, it's mighty. Well, things are escalating. If you haven't had a TV on or a radio, and I'm sure you have, you know, or even your phone, I know that things are really going fast. It's like he's collapsing the time and multiplying the anointing, just like Darren said for so many years. God is collapsing the time and multiplying the anointing. And I hope you're ready for Jesus' return. We've seen the whole world change in a matter of hours because of the bombings in Iran. I know I left this studio last week, and wow, what happened this weekend was profound. I know I had the TV on quite a bit. I heard a woman who was interviewed, who escaped with her family in the early 80s as a child. Oh, beautiful woman. She's now got a doctorate. And she spoke about the Iranians all over the world who have waited for this day. It reminds me of the scripture in Isaiah 40, verse 5. Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. As she was saying that there are patriots in Iran loyal to the Ayatollah Khomeini. But she said, that is a very little minority. And the rest, most of the people, she was saying something like 90% of the people want freedom. And they are really rejoicing. And if you saw things all around the world, people are rejoicing. In the United States, they were saying, we love Trump. Boy, isn't that a switch? I am so happy. God is swift. And when he decides something, it's like President Trump. When he decides something, it's done. Oh, I almost get chills in this physical body knowing that Jesus' return is imminent. And we will see it. We've prayed for God's majesty to be revealed, and it is coming to pass. Believe it. You know, we pray for things, and then when they happen, we just kind of sit on our hands, and we don't do a whole lot. Well, let's go to the next crisis, or let's go to the next prayer request. Oh, my goodness. So we've prayed for this. We've prayed for this for years. Lord, bring the world together, and it is getting smaller, and bring it to the point where people will begin to see the truth in what President Trump is saying. Well, they're rejoicing and celebrating President Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu all over the world. And it's time now. And you know, we pray so much. Oh God, I need this. Oh God, I need that. Please help me pay my bills. Please. And let's praise him. Praise him. Really praise him. Oh, and we do praise you, Lord of heaven and earth. We praise you in public and worship you in our time with you. You are a great and mighty God who rides across the heavens. Oh, I can see you right now with the host of heaven at your beck and call, taking orders from you, fulfilling prophecy, and commanding all the world that the time of Jesus' return is at hand. Oh, Holy Father, grant that we will be confident and bold to tell others of your marvelous grace and truth. This is the time, folks. People are softened to the things of God. Oh, in Jesus' name, I ask that we will be bold and confident in telling others about God's love and Jesus' salvation. Oh, I'm so grateful that I can pray over the airwaves without guards coming through that door. The Iranian people have been under the thumb of cruel dictators for 47 years. And I pray that they will turn to God of the universe and not a God who can do nothing for them. President Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu, and yes, I'm going to talk about this today. So if you want to turn off, go ahead. Oh, I'm excited. President Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu preempted any kind of American public debate, launching their attack a few days before Congress was set to vote on a war powers resolution. What do you think that would have been like? If they would have voted, I think they're still supposed to vote on Thursday. See what kind of vote it's going to be. And what do you think what would be accomplished at a session of Congress, you know, voting on war or not, when the Democrats sat on their hands at the State of the Union address? What do you think? They would be debating until the cows come home, and Iran would have obtained enrichment for the bomb that would have destroyed Israel. President Trump is the commander-in-chief. That's exactly what it means. And the Constitution has given that high office authority to strike enemies of the U.S. I wonder if the left ever reads the Constitution. It also states that when they decided Saturday morning, 40 leaders in Iran met at the compound of the Ayatollah. What were they there for? To plan the next attack on Israel? Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure the IDF and all of those had their headphones on and they were listening. So I realize here that God's timing, when he uses the right people in office, God's timing is perfect. Here it says, Constitution, folks, Article 2, Section 2, Clause 1. The president shall be commander-in-chief of the Army and Navy of the United States and of the militia of several states. Now, remember, this is in the 1700s. When called into the actual service of the United States, he may require the opinion in writing of the principal officers in each of the executive departments upon any subject relating to the duties of their respective offices, which he did. He counseled with Department of War Pete Hegseth, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, and his cabinet. And in one photo I saw he and Susie Wiles that were talking. I'm glad she's there. That's a woman's side of what's going on and her point of view, so I'm grateful. And he does listen to women. He truly does. I'm grateful. He holds the prime responsibility for the conduct of the United States foreign relations. These duties carry very broad powers, including the power to deploy American forces abroad and commit them to military operations when the president deems such action necessary to maintain the security and defense of the United States and its allies. An Israeli official told Reuters that the attack was planned months in advance and the date was decided weeks ago. Netanyahu visited Trump in December 2025, before recent Iranian protests began. And I really believe, folks, I believe that when President Trump, he was taken by what was happening over there, when he heard that 30 to 40,000 Iranian citizens were willing to be killed because they were demonstrating for a regime change. And he was so impacted by them dying because they wanted freedom. And I'm sure that those sessions with Prime Minister Netanyahu were dramatic and emotional in favor for freedom for the people of Iran. On Friday night, Omani Foreign Minister Badre Abousadi was meditating U.S.-Iranian talks, and he said a peace deal is within our reach. Yes. Heard that a while, and I know President Trump heard that over and over again. Iran had agreed to give up its stockpile of enriched uraniums. Now, that was one of our points, to give up the stockpile. But how many times had negotiators heard those news and then gone back on their word, on again, off again, on again, off again? Since December, the administration had tried to get together with Iranian officials to no avail. After a person has promised so many times, you know, when a person promises to you, I'm going to be there. After a while, you're going, I don't think so. When he doesn't put actions to his words, we can't believe him. And shortly after, Trump claimed that Iran was refusing to give up the enriched uranium. Of course, they wanted an atomic bomb. Secretary of State Marco Rubio reportedly informed Speaker of the House Mike Johnson Senate Majority Leader John Thune and Senate Intelligence Committee Vice Chairman Mark Warner. I believe he's a Democrat, before the attack. So he had bipartisan remarks. In his speech announcing the war, President Trump cited a litany of decades-old grievances against Iran, including the takeover of the U.S. embassy during the 1979 revolution. And I remember when John heard that, Pastor Lee had been his pastor in Pasadena, California. His son, Gary, and I know some of you remember this, he was one of the hostages taken in Beirut, Lebanon. And they were there for over a year, folks. We prayed and prayed and prayed. Oh, here's an announcement from Travis.
Want to stay connected with Freedom Street? Get the Freedom Street Express newsletter delivered straight to your inbox. Explore our Voice of Freedom blogs and dive into Darren Carmack's teachings, all at freedomstreet.org. Or just email us anytime at hello@freedomstreet.org. Freedom Street is a listener-supported ministry with no sponsors, and your donations make it possible for us to stay on the air sharing the good news of our freedom in Christ. Thank you for standing with us.
Oh, praise God. Going on with some of the grievances against Iran. And we know that they made a huge mistake this weekend. They were bombing their allies. They were bombing Kuwait and Yemen and some of the countries around there instead of leaving them alone so they could still be allies of Iran. Mm-mm, no, they really showed their spots. They did. So during the 1979 revolution, they had held prisoners, hostages of government workers for over a year. And then the bombing of the U.S. Marine barracks in Beirut during the Lebanese Civil War in 1983. And then the bombing of USS Cole. I know many of you remember this. The U.S. destroyer en route to the Persian Gulf was making a prearranged fuel stop at the port of Aden, Yemen, when the attack occurred. The two suicide bombers, and that's how they do it, appeared to be friendly, came alongside in the water and detonated the bomb, killing 17 U.S. sailors and injuring nearly 40 other crew members. The blast ripped a 40-foot wide hole at the water level of the USS Cole. There have been other suicide bombers who have had and shouted, they've not only had on their t-shirts Allah, but they've shouted Allah Akbar, and that means Allah is the greatest. Well, no, he isn't. And on, you know, they've disrupted the peace of nations around them with all these suicide bombings. Senator Lindsey Graham gave a ringing endorsement. This operation will be massive in scope and has its goal, the elimination of the regime as demanded by the people of Iran. The United States is on the right side, folks. I hope that you're on the right side. I hope you're not sitting down and debating with all the negatives that you could be debating with. A lot of people are so negative, they don't see the joy and the peace in being in a country with freedom. Oh, wow. And sometimes I just can't believe how people think. The first wave of bombing hit government buildings across Tehran, and Ali Khamenei's compound was hit and destroyed by Israeli missile power, and he was killed along with, it says, 10 regime leaders. But I believe a total meeting that morning, they might not have been with him at that moment, but there were 40 meeting in that home in Tehran. Who knows what they were plotting? Axios reports that Israel is targeting Iranian leaders, past, present, and future. That is Israel's responsibility. And strangely, the lists of targets may include opposition figures who are ready to step into a power vacuum. The United States' responsibility was to target any warships in the waters, and they sunk 9 of them this last weekend. Pray that God has leaders that will look out for the welfare of the Persian people. I believe that the Iranian people are ready to be free from the radical Islamic rule. And the thing we should pray about is a board or cabinet or what do you call them over there? Some group of men or and women. See, now they're freeing women. Women don't have to wear those horrible outfits. And one lady was just killed when she went into police headquarters. She had uncovered a little portion of her hair. Can you imagine? Just fearful all the time. And so I just pray that they will have a cabinet or a council that will represent the people like our forefathers declared for us. They were celebrating in the streets. Thursday, I was talking about what to look for when people declare that they are doing the Lord's work. Look for good fruit. Proverbs 23, verse 7 tells us, as a man and woman, man or woman thinks, so is he. And that applies to what he represents in his life, good fruit or bad fruit. And you may want to go to freedomstreet.org and hit the resources button and radio shows and listen to the February 26th lesson on there. And in verse 15 of John, of chapter 15 in John, from the 14th through 16th verse, Jesus said to his friends, "You are no longer slaves. You are my friends if you do what I command." Oh, and his command was to love. That's not a really difficult command. "And I no longer call you slaves, because a master doesn't confide in his slaves. Now you are my friends, since I have told you everything the Father told me. You didn't choose me. I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for in my name." And folks, that lasting fruit is good fruit. When fruit gets rotten, I mean, it just takes maybe hours, like a potato or an apple. Oh my goodness, and the whole thing is ruined. So we know the good fruit lasts. Praise the Lord. I hope in your heart you are in a peace and a place with God that you trust him no matter what is going on. Here's John with "It Is Well."
O soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free.
The Lord. You didn't hear "It Is Well With My Soul." You heard "Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus." I'm sorry I got that a little confused, but the messages are so good. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. Don't let the things of the world upset you and distract you. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. I want to be there all the time. God is getting rid of so much of this religious approval of people and this religious thing going on. Woohoo! For years, I had to depend, you know, I looked to people for approval. And this religious spirit of judgment and criticism hung all over me. Oh, praise God, I'm free. I'm free. It's such a wonderful sense of knowing that he's getting rid of the, excuse the word, crap in my life. And he's working on you too. God is at work in you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. I want your good pleasure, Father God. Tomorrow, I'm going to cover Ezekiel 39. If you want to read through that tonight or tomorrow morning at 1 o'clock, I am going to be revealing some of the things that are going to happen in these last days and may be happening. God is opening a door there, and it's wide open. And I'm going to just begin with the first couple of verses here. And you, son of man, prophesy against Gog. Thus says the Lord God, behold, I'm against you, O Gog, chief prince, ruler of Rosh and Meshech and Tubal. Now, we've heard lots of years of lots of scholars saying that they have recognized Russia and China. I would say they are all the Muslim nations that are going to come against Israel. And that's Gog and Rosh and Meshech and Tubal. I mean, we know that, like in Turkey, 98% of Turkey are Muslim. So we know that the Muslims have gone into countries and they've reproduced. So tomorrow I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about all these armies that are going to come against Israel. Don't worry, God's got it. And I will turn you about, he says. Here's God speaking. I will turn you about. He's speaking to Gog and Rosh and Meshech and Tubal. I will turn you about and it will lead you on and will cause you to come up from the uttermost parts of the north. And I will lead you against the mountains of Israel. Oh, God is going to lead these enemies against the mountains of Israel. Yes, because he's got to fulfill prophecy. And if you'll read through Revelation, that's going to happen. They're going to come against Israel. But then read Revelation 19. Oh, it's powerful. We'll be talking more tomorrow about Ezekiel 39. Maybe go back into 38 for a little bit, but mainly stay in 39. So I hope you will join me tomorrow. It's exciting, folks. It's really exciting. Go to freedomstreet.org if you want to listen to more from radio shows under resources. God bless you and keep you and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy in